Log Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. We are to the grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
Well, that's what they always say when they fuck with me. God damn it. Hey, look, I just don't go soft. I mean, god damn. I be trying to, I be being real, but this, wait a minute, let me start over. This the Down and Dirty Show. Down and Dirty 101, goddammit.com. And I'm Rosebud, I'm your host. You know, I listen to you guys. I try to fade you guys and all this shit. I do everything I could do. I got a fucking university going where you square ass motherfuckers talking about pimping. You understand? Ain't got no goddamn nuts. And man, you know, I ain't trying to be mad. So don't be scared. I forgot you guys. You know, if I start talking shit, you be scared. You can't talk. You won't press one. You know, you want a motherfucker to try to hold your hand, and then, you know, this is Down and Dirty 101. How you fucking gonna be down and dirty? You can't even talk to the host. Oh, man, I mean, shit. You know, what really make my motherfucking shit dope is that I'm here all the time. I'm in your face, you know, Sundays and Thursdays. 702, I see you, man. As a matter of fact, man, what the fuck? Well, what? What's up, man? Come on.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Oh, shit, just chilling. My question tonight is, after a hard-ass day of trying to do something and you trying to be good at it, but it didn't go your way, you know, what kind of things should be on my mind or shit like that?
Bruh, I mean, I'm sure you asked me something that you really wanted to ask. And I'm sure you really think it's really worth asking. But, man, think about this. Think about this, man. What the fuck make you think that because you out, you know, grinding, trying to do what you supposed to do, it's going to go your way? What make you think that?
It ain't always going to go my way.
Oh, you know that? Or you just saying that?
From what you're saying, I'm understanding what you're saying. I'm telling you that I know it ain't always going to go my way.
So let's say you do know that. Let's say you out grinding. You say shit don't go your way. And you know what you just said. What the fuck do you think you're supposed to be thinking?
Hit it hard again tomorrow,
or in 20 minutes, or whatever. But it ain't about, you know, being beat up.
There,
like,
you go.
Your question sound, and I'm sure you ain't no nigga to get beat up. But what I'm saying is, you making my point. You know, you making my whole point, man. You guys sit up, talk that goddamn shit. And then when something really serious jumping off, I ain't saying something serious jumped off with you. You know, you might just have a question. You might just have a question. But there's other people out there experiencing the same question, and you asked it for them. And what I'm saying, all you motherfuckers, you all scared to believe what the fuck you think. You all scared to trust what you think to take you to the next block. You know, all of you. You would never last in the streets. I don't give a fuck if you're in the streets right now. You'll never last if you leave your neighborhood. My point, what I'm trying to get y'all to understand, what I'm trying to get you, caller, to understand, it ain't about having Rosebud to call and bring these goddamn questions to. It's about you. Because these questions are going to come. From whatever reason, however they come, they gon' come. And your ass, I done got these hiccups, man. I don't know if y'all know, but when I really get the kicking game, I get the fucking hiccups. I don't know why, but I do. I got to drink some water. Hold on. Excuse me, man. But my point to you, caller, is that you may not feel you need it, but your question proves you need it. You need this confidence course I got. All of y'all
already fucking
need
with
it,
this course.
No, you're not. You might have bought
it.
No, I'm
using
you might. Hold up, bro. Hold up.
All right.
And I'm gonna show you how you ain't fucking with the course, even if you bought it. Because what is the first thing that the course tells you to do?
The male confidence or the part one of
stop. Well, I'm saying, bro, I don't know what you bought. But do you see how all I did was ask you one question and all you did was stutter? You the one said you had it. You the one said you fucking with it. So if you have it and you fucking with it, seems to me you wouldn't have to ask me what I'm talking about. Seems to me you
they
would
say
just
go
start
over
talking
your notes
about
every day.
Bro. I'm not saying you don't have it. I'm saying you ain't fucking with it. Because what it tells you to do, which I'm not finna just expose, and I don't want you to talk about it either. But what I'm saying is if you got the course, it tells you how to address the very thing you asked me, man. It tells you how in the first part. Now, I don't know what you got, but you haven't told me nothing, right? You haven't told me shit about what you got, right, bro?
I got all of the one, two, and three.
Hold on, man. Now you telling me. I didn't ask you that. I said you didn't tell me shit, right?
Yeah.
Well, matter of fact, now that you did, I'm going to be honest with all you motherfuckers. I was going to be wrong. Because I was going to tell this. I was going to say, he going to say, no, I ain't told you what I got. And I was going to say, I'm going to tell you what you got. You got part one and part two of 1.0. And then let's say you would have said, yeah. Then I would have went on with my spiel. But you said, bro, that you got more than one part one and part two of 1.0, right?
Yeah, I got one, two, and three.
Wait a minute. You got part one, part two, and part three of 1.0? Or are you saying
No. I got male confidence. Part one, then the first course is part one and part two. Then I got the second course, and then I got the old third course that you did a long time ago.
No, bro, don't try to tell me shit, man. There is four parts to 1.0. A lot of people be saying they got, I got all of it, and then they start talking about it, but then they tell me they got this, that, and the other parts of 1.0. 1.0 has four parts. 2.0 has two parts. And 3.0 has one part. So are you saying that you have all seven parts of the male confidence course?
No, I had a one with you in Sharp Gang.
Hey, bro, come on,
that's the first
man.
Part.
Man,
I thought I had everyone except
the
3.1.
Dude, shit, can you be... Hold on, let me put this motherfucker on mute. See, you guys, this is why you can't catch bitches. Because anytime somebody asks you something where you got to start explaining, you're going to bring up all kind of bullshit. You don't care what the actual question is, what you're actually addressing. All you want to do is start explaining some goddamn pump bullshit. Believe me, bitches don't say it like I'm saying it, but they see it like what I'm telling you. You can't answer shit. You can't do nothing but try to run your goddamn mouth without saying nothing. Why the fuck do you guys want to do that? Why do you want to run your mouth and don't be saying shit? Now, caller, I'm going to come back to you since you want to run your fucking mouth while I'm trying to talk. Now, why? Answer that question. Caller, you on. Come on.
Duh. I was trying to tell you that I thought I had all three except for 3.1.
Stop. Bro, I covered that. I'm slicker than you because I said, did you know? And then I start explaining that there's four parts of 1.0, two parts of 2.0, and one part of 3.0, meaning there's seven parts to having the course, which negates your initial statement about fucking with my course because you're fucking with a part of it. And my point is, I'm talking to you, caller. Let's say there's three things that you gotta do in order to cross the street without getting ran over. And you know what all three of these things are. How many of them do you have to do before you cross the street safely?
All three.
No. You can cross the street doing one of them. If you want to take that goddamn chance, you can cross the street doing two of them. If you think you're so slick that you didn't pass up all the chances that the motherfucker that crossed the street taking one of them would do. Or you can do the smart thing, which is what you said. All three of them. And you would get across the street safely. So what the fuck am I telling you right now, man?
Get the rest of the course.
No, I'm not.
No, bro.
I ain't telling you that. I'm telling you how much you don't think. I'm telling you how sharp you would be if you got the fucking course. I ain't telling you to get it. I could give a fuck if you get it or not, because I already got it. I ain't got to go through the shit. And the only thing really, really, really important to me is me and my life and what I'm doing and how I live. But some other things after that that is important is when I kick it with you, when I kick it with whoever's listening. I don't want you to be no motherfucking punk. I don't want you to be scared to think. But my shows are to show you, even you slick motherfuckers on the down and dirty, thank you so slick. Y'all not slick. You motherfuckers got answers for your questions. That's what makes you think you're slick. But as soon as you come outside of your little shell, you ain't going to answer shit I'm asking you, because I'm really slick. I know what slick is. And you motherfuckers only think you know what slick is. And the reason you go with what you think, and the reason you, caller, was willing to say whatever you were saying to back up what you believe, is because you think you know. But let me ask you something, caller. Be honest, okay? Did you learn anything right now in the last 3 minutes that we've been talking?
Yes, I have.
Be honest, caller. Don't, you know, my dick big, but I don't need you to, you know, fuck with me. So what I'm saying, be honest, what the fuck did you learn?
You telling me to think and to really have something to say and don't be bullshitting with you, because you can see the bullshit that I'm about if I'm going to be bullshitting, basically.
Let me tell you something, caller. You got big action at growing. You have big action at changing. Because, see, the average motherfucker would have been scared to say what you just said. They would have been fucking scared to admit what you just admitted. They would have fucking did everything they could. They would have talked about everything that made every kind of sense except for the sense you made, which was, what did you learn? And you fucking answered the question. And let me tell you, bro, I'm the kind of motherfucker, I'm with you. So whatever you need, you know, whatever, you know, I'm telling you, man, sure, I got my prices up there. But if you got, if it costs $10 and you got $7.88, I will roll with you some kind of way. I ain't going to put you, you know, off. And what I'm saying is, bro, what you don't have, which is what you truly need, is confidence. You might think you have it. And you might believe that the way you live is confident. But it's not. Because you have a lot of questions that you can't answer. And until you get confidence, even when you ask that question to me, you say, well, what's 2 and 2? Well, I say, man, come on, you take 2 and put 2 with it. 2 and 2 is 4. You won't believe it. And if you believe it, you won't get the benefit from it. Because you're not confident enough to believe what you think. And this is what I be talking about. Because, I mean, even though I told you that, that's a bomb-ass nugget. I'm not scared to tell you that. Because you can take it. You can use it. Hopefully, it makes you feel better, makes you do better. But you still ain't got it. I don't know if you know this, but there's about a trillion, you know, not a million, not a billion, a trillion. There's about a trillion nuggets in one slice of a cake. And there's about, you know, depending on how you cut it, many slices of cake. So I'm saying, look at how many trillions of nuggets that I could drop that you could be listening to, getting every single one of them before you have a bite of a cake. No, a bite of a slice of cake. So I have no problem dropping these nuggets, bro. I have no problems in you getting some kind of gain from what I'm talking to you about. Because I know, bottom line, if you see what, you know, we talking about, you're going to be trying to fade me on the course. And since you know I got, well, do you know I got SWU going?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you're going to be trying to fade that. Because I'm sure after I didn't lace you with all this shit from that one statement you made, you see the value in having game, man. Or if you don't, you don't. But if you do, you should see the value in having game. I'm not going to ever hear one of my callers call in to me and present me with something that I'm going to say, you know what, let me get back to you on the next show so that I got to reach. I ain't never doing that. You ain't going to never ask me nothing where I can't answer you right now while we on our goddamn show. Because I'm down and dirty, man. I'm down and dirty. I don't give a fuck any motherfucker on here right now that's listening. I don't care what you ask me. I got an answer. It's probably the correct answer. But if it's not, it's because of whatever reason why it's wrong. But I doubt if it's going to be wrong because I know. I'm not saying I know everything. I'm not saying I'm the smartest person in the world. I'm saying I'm not afraid to think. And I'm a very informed person. So some things that I do not know, of course, you know, what's the combination of fuel you got to use for rockets to go to the goddamn Mars? How the fuck do I know that? I don't shit. I'm not saying I know everything, but I'm talking about shit me and you have to fuck with, shit me and you are faced with daily. You know, since we ain't astronauts, we ain't got to worry about, you know, what's up in Mars and all that shit. We got to worry about what's on Earth. We got to worry about not only what's on Earth, but what's happening in our country. And not only that, our state. And even go further, our city. And go further than that, us. What's happening with us individually, caller? Now, caller, I hope you don't think I'm fussing at you. I'm not. You asked a very good question. And what shows you that it's very good, you see how much I got to say about it? Because you know me, mm-hmm. I'll put you back in, man. I ain't giving a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You ain't my friend. You asked a very good question. And I want to give you a thorough answer. And my question to you at this point is, did I, you know, answer to you? Listen, did I answer to you what you should think after some shit didn't go proper for you?
Yes, you did.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Did you think I remembered your original question?
I know you do.
All right, so go ahead. Go ahead and elaborate as you was finna do. You said I did answer your question.
Yeah, you told me why. I told you I'm gonna wait till the next morning to go hard. You said why not the next 20 minutes or whenever you do it. You basically saying you got to get back on your horse whenever the fuck you fall off and don't be letting shit beat you up because that's an option. It's possible of happening.
Let me ask you this. I don't know your age, but I don't really think you 23, are you?
No, I'm older.
Well, don't say your age. You're not 23. Okay,
no.
If you're not 23 or younger, which would mean you're older, I'm not going to say how old you are. But what I'm going to say, why did I guess 23? Not because you sound 23. But those questions are the kind of questions that motherfuckers that's just getting into manhood be asking themselves, you know. And if you're past 23, you're not just getting into manhood.
Not at
and
all.
And if you're reaching 30, you're late. Now, I don't know what you want to do about it. I mean, you could be happy with it. But if you want to get your shit together, not only do you get the course, get an SWU so you learn. Listen, let me tell you something. I don't know what you know about SWU, but let me tell you this. Everybody that's in it right now, they bought the course. They damn near every one of them bought all my tools. But not all of them. But the tools aren't important. The course, every single one of them bought the course. And every single one of them, there was 38 of them. Every single one of them thought that they was, you know, since they had went through the course, they was, you know, whatever, confident. But mm-hmm. within the first 2 weeks, you know, maybe eight, maybe less, but let's just say eight of them fell off. Because this shit ain't easy. The shit ain't easy. Not only do I give assignments at SWU, I give videos on YouTube that explains the assignment to make you not be threatened by the assignment. And by the time, let's say I'm 6 weeks in, I think I might have, you know, 20 or 22 of them still really doing shit. But they all been knocked off. What did that show me, bro? What do you think that showed me?
That even some of the people who got the confidence course ain't on their shit if they dropped out.
That's exactly what it showed me. Initially, I thought Sidewalk University was going to be where we just expound on what we already know. I didn't realize that the motherfuckers that bought my course and did everything on their own learned it with the bullshit that they include with shit. So what I'm saying is almost every single one of those motherfuckers in Sidewalk University are really at where you're at because they didn't learn it. They only got the information. It's a big difference in learning something and getting the information. I mean, the information is going to do whatever it do for you because you didn't know it. And it's going to improve whatever the information is about because you got new information. But if you learn it, otherwise, you don't know shit. Somebody beat you up and now they taking you to karate. And karate tell you to be ready for this and, you know, make sure you do this. You don't know karate, but now that you done heard that, you know some shit to do. And maybe you block a punch. That don't mean you're a fucking karate expert. That means that shit you learned needs to be explored so that you can learn more. That's what's happening with us. That's what's happening with you, caller. You know, you got a little bit, and it made you see this, and you could block this, and you could punch here, but you're not an expert. You do know more. And let's say I have a style of a Japanese style and this other guy have a Spanish or a Mexican style. It doesn't mean either style is better, but you got to choose one. So what I'm saying is, let's say you choose the Japanese style. It's only because that's more to what you think. But as far as choosing, you happy because you're choosing something to make you better. Otherwise, the either Spanish style or the Japanese style, either one can make you better. But one you prefer, so you choose it. But you can't choose it if you don't trust what you think. This, the Spanish style or the Japanese style, you can't make no damn choice if you don't trust you. Do you understand that, caller?
Yeah, I do.
And you understand what I'm kicking with you right now, even though I said all these things?
Yeah, I do. I definitely understand, but you can't make a choice if you don't trust yourself.
Hey, dear, I was just going to ask you a question, but you answered it before I asked it. So you do understand. And it's all about that, bro. That's what it's all about. I'm going to put you back in. Hey, let me tell you something, you guys. This caller, I don't know him. I don't know who he is. You know, I don't know nothing about him. I sure ain't trying to jock him. But that was a good call. Okay, 616. Let me see who this is. Come on, 616.
What's up now? This Cameo.
Cameo DeMore. Wait a minute before you start talking. Before you start talking, let me remind you, don't give up shit out of school. And all you guys, this is somebody that know me. This is somebody that might be, you know, saying some plus shit about me. But I didn't pay him. He's in SWU. Go ahead, Cameo.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing blessed. I just called to check in, and I had a question I wanted to ask.
Well, what you waiting on?
Oh, okay. I hear you drinking your wine. Like you got the hiccup.
Hey, come on, man. You heard me, man, you motherfucker. Hey, Cameo. See how you paying attention now, man? Do you see how much you paying attention to now, man?
Yeah.
This is what you learning. This shit is dope. This shit is dope, man. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just want, if you could, just expound on, I know you always talk about how words are so important and you don't want to get a false understanding of what certain words or what certain phrases mean. And
let me give you an example, Cameo.
Okay.
Let me give you an example. Are you down?
It depends on what you mean by being
down. Hold on. Are you down? Hold on. That's what I'm talking about. Words are so important. You don't want people to misunderstand. You don't want to use ambiguous words. You don't want to say ambiguous things that can be taken any kind of way. You want to say the things that reflect exactly what you're thinking so that once it's out your mouth, you know what the person you're talking to should be thinking. Not exactly, but you know along the particular lines that they should be thinking if they're following what you said. Because you don't use ambiguous words. You ain't going to tell no bro, hey, girl, you know what I'm saying? Are you down? Because, you know, she can say yeah, but she could be talking about down to go skating. She could be talking about any kind of down.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I mean by that, bro. Did I clarify that to you?
Yeah, you did. And I want to ask, like, going for the juggler.
Stop. Before you ask that, you said I clarified that for you. What became clear? What became clear from that, what we just talked about?
Well, what became clear is that I have to, me or anyone who's talking to me have to get exactly what I'm saying by the words I use. So when I use a specific word or a phrase, I got to make sure that I'm getting across exactly what I want to get across to the person.
Let me tell you something. It's only one thing you said wrong, and that was in the beginning. The person don't have to get what you're saying. Because if they don't, they let you know they ain't on your level. The person, if they get what you're saying, then everything else you said is true. They don't have to get it. You have to see, oh, man, this motherfucker don't even get what I'm saying, man. And then you got to play your way out of it. You know what I'm saying? You didn't got yourself into this conversation, and this dude, whoever it is, talking and don't even understand what you're saying. You can't just say, oh, man, you don't know what I'm talking about. I'm gone. You got to play your way out so this person that you're talking to is going to have a really jovial feeling when they think about talking to you, and you ain't got no problems down the line. This is how much you got to be thinking. This is why AVPs don't stop. You did see the video today, right?
Yeah, I seen it.
Don't say nothing. Don't say shit. Don't say
okay.
Shit.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I told you just now, the AVPs don't stop. So then if you seen the video, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about, don't you?
Yep.
So then you ain't got to say shit. You ain't got to expose shit to these motherfuckers that want to steal game. You can just kick it with me, say the shit you're saying without giving up shit. And this is what these motherfuckers ain't understanding, Cameo. This is what you going to have on them. This is the kind of shit that's going to make you stand head and shoulders above them motherfuckers because of how you think, because of what you think, because of the confidence that you have in what you think. Cameo, just say one thing. Listen, I'm not going to tell you what to say. I'm going to ask you a question. How have you improved? Wait a minute, no. Do you see or can you say or explain in words the improvement that you've seen in yourself as far as confidence? Not because of having the course, because of the SWU.
Yeah. I'm more getting in touch with the whole think it, do it mentality.
Stop. Wait a minute. When you start off and somebody asks you something like that, you're supposed to say, yeah, you know, since going to SWU, I'm more, and then you say that stuff. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying what to say. I'm saying how to point out what's doing what for you.
Oh, okay. Like the certain assignments that's going to SWU, certain assignments that we've been doing, it's been making me think and it's been making me focus on getting that accomplished. And after I graduate, I'm going to be so late.
Hey, listen. Even though, I mean, if you was a politician, I'd vote for you because you said hell of shit without telling the motherfucking shit. That's dope, man. hey, but are you guys listening? I'm talking about how to get laid. See, we ain't playing. You know, we learned. Hey, look, of course, this is not University of Berkeley or Stanford or MIT. No, this ain't none of that. But if you want to learn what the fuck to do in life on the sidewalk, because I don't care how corporate you get, it's going to be the sidewalk mentality that wins. And Cameo, matter of fact, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but Cameo, man, he started off. He didn't start off on the slope of the short bus, but he started off not. Well, I'll take that back. That analogy is fucked up. Cameo started off slow, but not slow. But what he did, that motherfuckers that started off talking, you know, all the right, correct shit that's still on that same plane, what he did was grow. He didn't grow because he accepted what I said. He grew because every single assignment, even when he didn't meet the criteria as far as getting it in right now, he addressed it. Well, not he. I'm talking to you, Cameo. You addressed it. You made that effort. And whoever comment, man, I'm spinning that game. I got them hiccups, man. Excuse me. I got to drink some water, man. I'm sorry, this shit happens, man. But what I'm saying is what you do, Cameo. Cameo. What you do is you address everything. And you're not afraid to get slapped. And at first, I slapped you. Man, that kind of shit, woo. And you never stopped. So now if you notice, sure, I'm correcting if there's a correction, but I'm not doing no slapping, man, when I, you know, comment with you. I see you was willing to be slapped and come on and get slapped again, which lets me know I don't need to slap you. All I need to do is kick it with you. So if you notice, when I respond to you, there's a direction. I don't just say, I like this, woo. I say, woo, but when you think like this, woo, you need to make sure. You know, I give you that direction because right now you're at the point, well, that's all you need. That's all you need. Wait a minute. It's not that you need direction. It's that you need to believe that you know what direction you're going in. You need
to
believe that.
On the right path.
Yes, no, yes, and no. Yes, because you want to stay on the right path. But no, because there is no right path. The only right path is the path you know is right. And what path is that?
That's the path that I blazed for myself by trusting my own thinking.
No. Well, man, you're getting slick. That was cool. I was saying no, and I was going to kill you. But you said something at the end, trust what you're thinking, because that's all you got to do. That's all it's about. It's not about whatever you said at first. It's about, hey, when you out there, you know, no matter what, if the bro ain't got no clothes on, that don't mean you can fuck that bitch.
Right.
You got to know what to say. You got to know how to play your hand. And you don't ever let a situation play you. Otherwise, the bitch ain't got no clothes on. She, you know, laying on the bed looking at you, licking her lips. And then you want to jump on her and start fucking her. Ain't that a bitch? That's stupid. You don't know where she coming from. So you mm-hmm. see she like that. Your thing is to play your way into getting some pussy. I'm not saying that's what you gotta do, but I'm saying that's what you gonna do so you can know you in control of the situation, or else any bitch laying with her pussy open could get you. And who knows who waiting in the room next to her to bust in there and shoot you or whatever. I'm not saying that shit happens
right.
or gonna happen.
Right.
I'm
right.
not saying nothing.
Right. I get the
I ain't
scenario.
Saying nothing.
I get the scenario.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, yeah, I get the scenario.
So let me ask you this, Cameo. Do you think, well, I guess I shouldn't even ask that because I know you're going to say yeah, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do you think getting a course and enrolling in SWU, do you think there's a significant difference from what you learned with the course and what you have learned in SWU?
Well, yeah, because actually I haven't even finished going through the course yet. I'm still on part, the second part of 2.0.
Wait, stop. See, that kind of shit, you don't supposed to say that shit because we kicking it with, I'm kicking it with you like, you know, you done went through the course. Now, if you haven't, it don't mean you lying when you don't say what you just said. But what I'm saying, if you ain't went all the way through it, how can you really know what you know?
Of course,
SWU is, you know, sharpening you up. But what I'm saying is in the future, some information you don't give people. I would have never told you.
Right.
I would have never told you that if we was talking about it. I would have never told you that, let's say we talking about this book and we kicking it. I would have never said, well, actually, I didn't finish the book. I would have never said that. Never. Unless it was something on the last page that was said. And she asked me, did you like that quote on the last page? Now, I might just say yes. Hey, if I say yes, and they say, well, what was the quote? And how did you take it? And I'm fucked now.
Right.
So that kind of shit, you got to watch out for. But other than that Cameo, let me tell you something, man, you rolling. And yeah, you was mad I didn't give you an A. Well, that's all nice, but you was whatever, man. Bro, you rolling. You rolling because let me tell you why you rolling. Not because of how sharp you are, because you didn't let nothing deter you. Because I didn't see no change in how you getting down. And hey, one, two, and three, as far as those numbers, they not getting down like you. I'm giving you a compliment, motherfucker. They not getting down like you. Because you get out right now. You get out right fucking now. It's almost like you sitting at the computer waiting till I put something up. Hey, yes, I was talking to your ass when I put up the video today on YouTube, and I said, and yes, it's shared.
Yeah, I got that.
All right, man, I'm gonna put you back in. Hey, all I got to say to you, man, is stay down. We got two more months, man. You just don't know what's up. All right?
Okay.
Stay down. All right. Hey, 214, what's up with you?
Hey, Rosebud, this is Prince.
This is who?
This is Prince. Call him that.
Chris.
Prince.
The Prince?
Prince, like the son of a king.
Okay, Prince, what's happening?
Yeah, I got a scenario I got to get your opinion on. I mean, it works for me, but I want to know if I could have done a little bit better. So I got this woman that I'm dealing with right now. We were talking about a couple weeks ago, and then she was like, you're going to have to persuade me into having sex. I was like, I'm not going to do no persuasion or nothing. I'm just going to ask you, do you want me or not? Because I'm not the type to persuade you or try to finesse you out of your pussy. I want to
give hey, bro. If I was abroad and I was listening to that weak-ass shit you saying, I wouldn't have gave you no pussy either. So what the fuck is your question? That's weak, that shit you saying. Stop. Let me tell you something. Hold on. When a bitch in any, all you motherfuckers listening, any kind of way, when a bitch asks you to prove something, there is absolutely no way you can prove it other than looking her in their face and say, I wish I would fuck with some punk ass shit like that. And don't say nothing else. Because anything you say is entertaining her shit, which is the reason she has behind her asking that question, which you would never know because she ain't never going to tell it to you. So the whole time you trying to show her whatever you trying to show her, she knows goddamn well you can't show it to her because you don't know what the fuck you're trying to show her. That's why you kill it. I wish I would fuck with some shit like that. Some punk motherfucker would. You might not say it as, you know, angry as I sounded just now, but you could say it smoothly. Baby, I wish I would fuck with some shit like that. I don't fuck with punk shit like that. You know, what I'm saying is you got to let her know that you ain't about that shit because that's a trap, bro.
Yeah, I understand. I could tell because, like, even after I said that, like, we're supposed to be chilling tonight. She already booked us a hotel for
okay, wait. Stop. We got a lot of people listening. So what I want you to do, what did you know was a trap? What did she say to you? Now,
well,
I said it was
a trap. I feel like I could tell it was a trap because she just wanted me to kind of, I'm not sure how to put it into words. She just wanted to see, like, how bad I really wanted to, how thirsty I was for the pussy, really. But I let her know that's not the type of dude I am. I'm not doing this just to get your pussy. If you want to give me a pussy, good.
Hey, check this out. Listen. Let's say she want to know how thirsty I am for the pussy. And she say something to make me think that. I tell that bitch, let me tell you something. I'm white around the mouth as Al Jolson. You understand? You know, I'm about to jump through 3-4 hoops, but let me tell you something, it ain't going to be about the pussy. I'm saying you got to know how to let the bitch know how much you want what you talking about, but how much you ain't going for what she talking about. All in the same sentence. And you didn't do that because you didn't think of that. No, listen, man. You know, when you talk to a bitch, you're the kind of motherfucker that actually listen to her. I mean, shit. If you want to listen to her, fine, man. That's on you. But what I'm saying, when I say whatever, that's a question, that bitch better say what I'm thinking the answer is, or I'm not fucking with her no more. Bitch can't come up with some kind of answer. Then I start chasing her answer. Bitch, please. You better say something along the lines of what I think. as far as I ask you, girl, what the fuck you doing over here? She can say, you know, I'm learning, you know, what kind of dudes come to these kind of things. Okay, that ain't what I expected, but I can see that as an answer. You know, she can say, you know, there's a whole bunch of girlfriends that I know. You know what I'm saying? They told me about coming here, so I'm just seeing. I can see that shit. That ain't what I expected. But if the bitch start talking about helicopters and how to motherfucking fly a helicopter, man, I ain't got no time for that goddamn bitch.
Yeah.
So it's not about that the bitch got to say what you think. Because what you think is vast. What you think is not narrow. And even though you're saying whatever you're saying, what you're doing is actually seeing if this motherfucker deserve your time. Now stop. Hold on right there, man. Hold on. Cameo, you still there?
This 702. This Rashad.
Oh, this Rashad. God damn it. What happened to Cameo? Oh, Cameo was 616. Oh, he ain't even on there. I was trying to ask him, what am I talking about? And he was going to tell you, man. We learned this in SWU, man. I ain't going to tell you what we talking about because you ain't in it. But what I'm saying is I was going to let him expose it so you can hear a student learning what he learned about having bitches. Because let me tell you something, MIT, you know, that's showing you all kind of shit, mathematics, you know, I think they're really not mathematics motherfuckers, but MIT, whatever, MIT is MIT. But what I'm saying is them motherfuckers focus on what they about. But all them motherfuckers that come out of there, when it comes to what they about, as far as coming to them like they learned it, they don't wait for that. They just know what they about, and they make shit that happens in their daily life either about what they're about or not about what they're about. And that's why they're able to be the kind of people they are. And that's what I want. That's where I'm coming from, 214. So, anything else you got, man? Or did I answer your question? Do you have anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to, I guess that's it for now. I'll call back if I have another question.
Don't listen. You don't have to call back. Just, you know, stay in there, and I'm going to put you in. But listen, man, to me, I'm not saying you should do this. I'm just saying to me. If I get to talk to a motherfucker, if I get to talk to somebody that I think is a motherfucker, and I have this big question that I'm going to ask him, and then I ask it, and that motherfucker answer it, do you think I should be satisfied? I'm asking you that, caller.
Nope.
Why not?
There's always more to learn.
Caller, let me ask you this. What would you think if I said that was an absolute correct answer? What would you think?
I would agree with you. I'm a sharp man.
No, you're not sharp. Because why the fuck don't you have something else to ask? Bro, don't never fuck with me, man, because I'll play. If you was sharp as you talking about being, and I asked you, is that all? You would have, no, man, woo, 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 and you would have something else. Because you get to talk to somebody that, let's say, you might think I'm a motherfucker, okay, blah, blah, blah. And why would you, you know, get the chance to talk to a motherfucker and only ask the question that you thought of asking? Otherwise, talking to a motherfucker should make you think about some more shit. Now, I'm not saying just ask me something, you know, some bullshit. I ain't saying that. I'm just saying, do you see how much you don't even believe what you think? Is what I'm saying. Because if you really believed it, you would have had way more to kick with me. Really? Think about it. Am I bullshitting to you right now?
Nah, you ain't bullshitting. You never bullshitting.
Do you see? Go ahead, come on.
The shawty that I was actually telling you about, she's 41 years old. I'm only 23 at the time. So it's
right.
The age.
Leave that bitch alone.
Leave her alone. Why?
You 23, she 40, whatever.
Yeah.
If you don't figure that out, then I will explain it to you. That bitch has went through whatever she's going through, good or bad, but she has not gone through what you need as far as to be actually clinging on to a woman. Otherwise, everything she's going to is going to frame what she shows you or how she bees with you. Otherwise, if you deal with her, you're going to be dealing with a motherfucker framing how you should be based on her relationships. Now, listen to me and understand this. The only thing, please, just be honest. Look, dude, I don't know you, right?
Right. Right.
You can't listen to me. Answer these questions. And don't take no long time to answer it. And I'm going to ask you this. The only thing that you have with this bitch that you really, 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 really like is how she lets you fuck the shit out of her whenever the fuck you want to. Yes or no?
Yes.
Stop. So what I'm saying is you better understand that, man. Just because she lets you fuck the shit out of her whenever the fuck you want to does not mean she's the motherfucker for you.
Oh, yeah, I know that for sure. She's just another one in, I guess, in the rotation.
No, it ain't about rotation. It's about knowing what you want.
Yeah.
Knowing what's good for you. Knowing what's fringe benefits, knowing whatever, how you want to say it, whatever. But when it ain't for you, you should never, in this situation, be on, let's say, a talk show and ask a question concerning that bitch. Because that motherfucker ain't even that important in your life. That bitch is only fulfilling whatever she's fulfilling, which is your dick hard, you want to fuck the shit out of her, and she'll let you do it. And then if you got to let that bitch think that, you know, she's like handling you, fine. I wouldn't do that, but if that's what you do, I know people do that. So let her think what she want to think, as long as you're getting what you want. You know, as long as you know you ain't going to answer to this bitch, you know, and if this bitch, you know, find out you is fucking Sally, you know what I'm saying? So all she going to do is say, well, don't let me know, or whatever the bitch, I don't care. If it's like that, fine. But if it's about this older bitch giving you some pussy, and because of that, you going to, like, really like her, you're completely overlooking she's an older bitch. Otherwise, she knows exactly what to do for your young ass. Have you ever thought of that?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it.
Bro, what did I just say to you? What did I just say to you? What did you say, yeah, I'll be thinking about it?
I'll be thinking about that. It's just purely sexual. Ain't no feelings at all. It ain't even.
Hold on, my daughter here. You just... that's what you need, right? What?
Huh?
Speak up. Hey, I'm talking to my daughter.
Okay.
You need what? That's more than you asked me for. Okay. Give me that 10 back. Okay, you good? All right. So You know you got to be early. Okay. Okay, man, I'm sorry.
You good?
All right, man. Go ahead.
Well, it's just what you just saying, that it's truly just sexual. I'm giving her what she wants, and I'm just getting what I want.
Yeah, but you're not.
I'm not.
You don't know what she wants. Because think about it. She's giving you pussy, and you giving her dick. You happy with just fucking her in common. She's plotting. She's plotting. Every time she lets you fuck her, she's plotting. Every time you come on her and then, you know, like melt in her into her arms or vice versa or whatever, that's a plot. So what I'm saying is you don't supposed to go for any of that. You supposed, even though you fucking a bitch, even though your dick hard as fuck and you busting her out, you can do that. But when you come, you know, after whatever the come thing is, you know, you supposed to remember what's going on. You supposed to remember I'm handling the bitch. Now me, when I come, while I'm calming, I think of handling it. So I don't never do what you guys do, you know, like cream on common. You know, the bitch is like so great because I can't. Bitch, please. All you motherfuckers know what jacking off is, and you know you don't even need a pussy for that. And you can't tell me you don't get the same feeling when you jack off that you get when you fuck a bitch. So my point and where I'm coming from is, what the fuck is your trip? Your trip gotta be what you think about fucking with a bitch. And that's where I'm at. Where I'm at is fucking with a bitch is like shooting marbles. That's how I feel about it. Now, 214, have you ever shot marbles?
Yeah.
You know what that is, right?
Yeah, hold on. Like you
let me just ask you something. Which game of marbles did you play that you wanted to lose in, or that you would accept losing in?
None.
Why?
I mean, I don't like losing. It's not fun. It's not fun to lose. That's not why I play the game.
That's not why you play it. You play it to win. So what I'm saying to you, bro, is that's how you got to look at fucking with bitches. Now tell me you think of fucking with bitches the same way you think it's playing marbles. Bro, don't. It's one thing you motherfuckers don't want to do is talk to me. Go ahead, bro.
Instead of marbles, I look at it like, well, I guess it's just a different game. I look at it as like basketball or something.
But what I'm saying is, wait. If what you're saying is true, and you really looked at it like basketball, whatever, you wouldn't need to call me. You wouldn't need to ask that question you asked. And if you did, you know, if you did want to say whatever about what you know, you would have said it in an entirely different way. You would have brought a scenario where the question was answered. This is what you guys don't understand. You can't say you know something after it's talked about. You can only say you know it before it's talked about. And what you do, hey, I'm not saying you don't know what you was talking about either, 214. What I'm saying is you can't do it like you did it, because you don't get the credit for it. You know, the only way you can get the credit for it is to bring it in as you present the scenario and answer it, blah, blah, blah. Then we kick it. Because let's say, you know, the woman was this way and, you know, you saw it was like that. And rather than deal with it, you decided not to go there and you did something else, blah, blah, blah. Now we can kick it about that. We can kick it about that. I don't know what to do in that particular instance because I don't know what happened with you. The bitch could have a motherfucking gun and you had to hit her in the head with a rock. I don't fucking know. I'm saying you know. And when you present your shit and you cover all the bases, answering all the questions, which is what you guys might not realize, that's what I do. That's why I'm like I am. Because I already know I covered all the bases. You cannot ask me shit that I haven't covered. And I'm telling you right now, let's say it's 7:06 and, well, let me see, 7:06 in 47 seconds. And 7:06 in 43 seconds, I had already thought of like 12 answers for one question. Because the thing about games is you never let a situation determine what you think. You let a situation determine what resource you call on. Otherwise, what part of the game you have that's going to handle this problem? Because if you let the situation dictate it, especially when it's with women, you'll always be doing what women think. You guys got to realize that. Even, look, I'm telling you, I'm not a guy to cheat. But if my woman heard, excuse me, that I was cheating, and she tell me what she heard, I would deny it like a mother. Bitch, please. You know, now, if that same woman caught me leaving this woman's house, I would deny it. I'm not saying I'm a liar. I'm saying, you know, this woman, theoretically, now I'm talking in theory, you know, this woman is a good woman. She my woman, woo, woo, woo. You know, why do I want to fuck her up by letting her know I'm fucking this bitch? So what I'm saying is the only way that my woman, my wife, whoever, the only way she would know that I did blah, 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 and I would deny it even then, damn near, is to catch me in the bed with my dick in this bitch pussy. You know why I'm like that? Because, see, you guys think honesty is the best policy, and it is in most cases. But in some cases, it's the worst policy. Because here's a woman that's totally true to you. Everything about her is being dedicated to you. And your ass is going to be, she's seeing your car parked in front of Jane's house. And you're going to say, well, okay, I'm screwing her, okay, whatever, let's say. Yeah, you do that kind of, man, that bitch ain't going to forgive you. And you a damn fool for admitting that goddamn shit. Well, I'm saying to you, is your woman and your principles should be so valuable that you want to protect them. And if, I mean, I don't know how this sounds, but I'm going to say it. If you don't want to hurt your woman, then the last thing you want to do is admit some shit that she's never going to forgive you for. Now, if you don't admit it, and she knows it, you still got action in having her. And this is all. Hey, 214, do you understand what I just said?
Yeah, I do.
Tell me in your own words. What did I just say?
I mean, you gotta protect your own. You said. How can I put it into my own words without being exactly what you said? You got to protect your own, I guess, integrity is the word. I'm
interest. No, no, no. Integrity is not the word. Interest is the word.
Okay.
You got to check what you're doing, what you're there for, what it's all about for you, your interest. Go ahead.
Yeah, and if my interests are in keeping my woman and protecting her feelings, there's some things that she just doesn't need to know.
Hey, there's some things that she can't know. But my point is, some guys, they get torn. They get really screwed up in the mind because they know that they have done this and their woman don't know it. To me, I'm just going to have to suffer whatever that feeling or whatever that information lets me suffer. I'm not going to fuck my woman up because unless I tell her, yes, baby, I did it, she got this relationship that she believed in. She got this relationship that she's been living her life for. And what I'm saying is, let's say I'm going through this shit and I'm having to struggle with myself about telling her or not, and I decide not to, and I want to save my relationship, then I'm not ever doing that shit again. I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing that shit again. But that's not what happens in most cases. The motherfucker did it, got away, he's going to do it again. You got to be a person with principles. You got to be a person that actually can be somewhere and a bitch ain't got no clothes on and you don't try to have sex with her. I'm not saying if you have sex with them, you ain't shit. I'm saying you can't be like saying, you know, that shit don't matter. 214. I'm at you again. I know you've been in here all this time. And what I want to know is, I know it. I want to know, what do you think about what I've been saying?
The part about not telling your woman everything?
No, everything I've been saying since you've been on the phone.
What? You said a lot.
Stop. This is what I'm talking about, fellas. Everybody's scared. 214, you scared. That's why you didn't answer. What I'm saying is this, man. Did I say, man, if you don't answer the correct answer, I'm going to kill you? I didn't say that. No kind of threat. Otherwise, what I'm saying is, there's no need to try to, you know, skate past what's being said. Motherfucker, what do you think I said? Then you should say what you think I said. And if you need to qualify, as you say, well, you know, I really only paid attention because it didn't, you know, it actually attract me until you said and you point what I said. And, you know, I know what you're talking about at that point, and your answer is still valid. But what I'm saying is, you guys would rather qualify the answer before you start answering, totally overlooking the fact that it's qualified by the question. The question is qualifying it. What did you think about what I said?
No.
Listen, don't answer. I'm not asking you to answer right now. What I'm saying is, you had the opportunity to answer when I asked it, but you wanted to qualify it. So what I'm saying is, if you would have brought and you know, she asked you something and you want to qualify it, you ain't catching that bitch, man. Because she want an answer to her question. And even if you qualify it in your answer, you got way more action than motherfucking just talking about, hey, you know, I got to make sure qualifying it. Fuck that. Do you understand what I'm saying right there, 214?
I understand.
Okay, just so I know, what am I saying?
Well, you're saying you gotta man up as soon as you hear the question.
I'm gonna put you no. Actually, I'm not gonna put you back in 6, 7, 8. What's up with you, man?
Hey, bud, I want to expound.
Okay, stop. All that background noise got to be out, or I'm gonna cut your ass off. Now, if you wanna cut all that shit off.
You gotta
cut me off.
I can't sit this back right here. So I'm gonna have to come back again.
Wait a minute. What's your question?
I wanted to say about when you say you can't tell your woman the truth by cheating, because I done been in that situation before. But I was the one that fucked up and told the goddamn truth like a fool. And now you know you gotta deal with that shit every day, where the motherfucker keep bringing that shit up. And it's just some unbearable shit that you know you're just going to have to deal with. And the motherfucker did take me back, but I still don't know why until this day. But I think I got to figure it out. Like, she didn't want to, at least she tried to try to do me like the same way I did her, or she trying to make me suffer for some shit. So that's why I say
okay.
Hold up.
I don't know what you're asking, but when you hear what you said, I'm saying this. You know, you're still living in whatever it was that happened as far as when you got caught or whatever. I don't know what happened. You living in that. Now, what I'm saying is, let's say the bitch still fucking with you. You know, I didn't took you back or whatever. As long as you accepting that bullshit, you're going to be thinking like you thinking. Because, bitch, you can't take me back. You either fucking with me or not. And what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you got to accept me fucking bitches, because I ain't going to do that no more. But about you, like, you know, whatever, as far as to make you say that kind of weak-ass shit you were saying, I ain't dealing with that. Because you did do whatever you did, whatever it was fucked up. And if you want to keep living in that, then you'll be dealing with that. I ain't living in it. You know, what I'm saying is, I tell my woman in a minute, if I say something that's really fucked up and you cannot forgive me, all right, fuck it. I don't want to, I ain't trying to, you know, be sorry for that for the next 7 years. I said it right now, and for the next 7 years, I'm going to be sorry. Cause fuck that. You know, straighten shit out right now. I ain't saying you right or wrong. I'm just saying whatever you think about the situation, straighten it out right fucking now so your ass don't go through no shit. And hit me next week and see how hard your dick is.
I got
hey.
Appreciate it.
No,
man.
Listen to me. Listen.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, handle it. If you handle it, the only thing gonna happen. Hey, all you motherfuckers, you don't know this. If you handle some shit with them bitches, the only thing gonna happen is your fucking dick gonna get hard as a motherfucker. Hey, and you gonna get to fuck the shit out that bitch. And since whatever was going on, and yeah, bitch, the next time you wonder this, woo, be fun.
I love it, man.
Hey.
I love it.
Hey, motherfucker. Hey, 214-678. I'm a Scorpio. So you know I'm a freak. So
I'm a Scorpio. Hey,
so you know what? Hey, you know what time it is. Hey, they say a Scorpio motherfucker will fucking be fucked. Hey, I know you do. You know why? Because you a real motherfucker. It ain't got nothing to do with what you think. It ain't got nothing to do with what you want. It got something to do with what's going on. When motherfuckers is real. Hey, when motherfuckers is real and they involved in some real shit, they say what you say. Oh, I love this shit.
Hey, it's just like more apple pie, man. That shit's sweet, man. This shit is sweet, man. Like more apple pie, man. I love this shit, man.
Hey, Hey, so listen, both of y'all, I'm putting y'all back in. 214, you got anything else you want to add?
No, I ain't got nothing right now.
All right. 678, you got anything you want to add?
No, I just want to listen to the rest of the show, bud.
Well, man, do that, my brother. Hey, you guys. This is what's important to me. When I start talking to you about shit that you lacking in, I'm only really talking about your integrity. I'm not saying, hey, man, you lacking in this and no, I'm really talking about any time there's a lack in whatever you're doing or saying or thinking or representing. It's real negative on you. That's why I don't fucking mean. I mean, integrity in business deals. Okay, man, I'm gonna send you 700 cars, woo. Man, that's a total different kind of integrity as far as what I'm talking about right now. I'm talking about the integrity that you gotta show a woman when you speaking with her. Like I was telling dudes, man, you can't, you know, well, whatever. I know a lot of you motherfuckers wonder, and if you don't wonder, I'm going to tell you why I have so much shit to talk about every whatever show. It's not every week because I do two shows a week. So it's every twice a week if that's the case. I have, excuse me, I got, oh God, these hiccups, man, shit. Oh, excuse me, I gotta fucking drink this water. Okay. I don't have no fluff. I don't be faking. I don't be saying shit to fill the air. You know, I know you motherfuckers don't want to waste no time consuming fluff for me or any other motherfucker, then I have too much integrity to bring you fluff. So what I'm saying is I have all this shit to talk because I'm not lying. All these dudes, God, I was going to mention names, but I'm not going to mention names. All of them, they lying. They didn't do none of the shit that they talking about. And not only are they lying, they faking about really being about it. And the one thing that I have that you guys all see, you guys all know, I don't be lying about my commitment to you in the life that I loved. I don't lie about it. I don't, you know, make up these stories so that it'll sound great so you can like this or that product. I don't give a fuck. You can buy my shit or not. You can learn from my shit or not. But what you're going to do is to experience your choices. And that's what's so dope about me. Because go on and do the choice that you know, think you should. Oh, shit, I got somebody else, man. Oh, this motherfucking shine. You motherfucker. Oh, wait a minute, I'm trying to get you. Well, there you go. What's up, man?
No, man, it's not Sean. It's Chris John, man, from SWU.
Hey, wait. Okay, my bad. It ain't Sean. Somebody
else. We both
got
917.
Yeah. Okay, come on, Chris. Hey, Chris, don't give up no motherfucking game about SWU.
No, I won't, man. I want to comment on what that guy was saying from 214.
Go ahead.
What I heard when you were talking to him, and you gave him at the tail end, you talked about the definition of game. And right there, when you gave him that definition, you basically answered his first question. And in my opinion, if he understood that, he would have understood what you were trying to tell him about that woman being 41 years old and having her own intentions.
Well, what I'm saying to you is this. So what? What about that? What's your point?
My point is that's basically what I've been learning in SWU. I mean, I had your confidence course. I went
Wait, Chris. What are you learning at SWU? You said that's basically what I'm learning. But a lot of people don't know what basically is.
Specifically, what I'm learning is that not to let my thinking be influenced by what's going on around me, and by always knowing exactly what I want and working in a way to get it, and having a plan, and then believing in that plan and executing that plan to get what I want.
Chris, this ain't no extra credit assignment. but that's some extra credits, you motherfucker. That was some good shit.
I appreciate that.
Now, you know, hey, you know, I don't cuss. I don't do any of that shit. I try not to in the school. But here, you know, we can talk freely. And what I'm saying is this. The thing that Chris, just listen. The thing that I want to do more than anything, especially with SWU, is make dudes so sure of themselves that they don't question what they think. That does not mean that everything they think is going to always work right or win or whatever. But what it does mean, you never fucking lose. Chris, can you see what I just said?
See exactly what you said, because, you know, what I've come to realize is that if I have a decision to make and I ask for advice and I take that advice and it works out well, I still lose because I'm dependent on someone else. Whereas if I look at that situation.
Stop. You're exactly right. I do not need to hear the rest. Because we can't give up what we learning, Chris. We can't give up what we learning, because think of all the money you spent to get all this information and these fools is just, you know, tuning in, learning. That's why I got to be careful when I'm talking to people that really get it, you know, because they in the school. And I want to cut you off right there, because I understand what you were saying. And I totally agree with what you was about to say. But the thing is, game is a motherfucker. You know how much we talk about the Arsenal, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But check this out. You didn't see how I was using my arsenal with you right now. Because arsenal is not about something prepared. An arsenal is something that prepares you. Otherwise, you are ready for anything. And what I'm saying is, of course, we're talking, and you may or may not see it, but when you listen to it in the archives, you will see it. See, me and you, we didn't kick in about some shit that motherfuckers that's listening to us right now don't know what the fuck we talking about. Did you know that?
Well, yeah, I would think so, because just given how much I've gotten out of SWU. I would say yeah, and especially they don't have the course. I don't know how you follow the show.
Well, no. What I'm saying is,
I love when somebody like you, which, Chris, tell the truth right now. Did you start off like you sound now or not?
With SWU?
Yeah.
No, I listened to the programs a number of times, and I thought I understood them. But then basically the first week, I mean, it was like it was very clear to me that when I was looking at the peers and seeing how they were interpreting it and struggling to do the exercises, I was like, well, I thought I got out of the course what you wanted or what you intended people to get out of it, but it was pretty clear right on that I had – and I understood
hey,
some basic
so,
things
Chris,
that I basically did
Chris,
get up.
Chris, don't tell everybody shit. Just listen. Let me ask you something. If it was clear that you didn't get out of it what you thought you got out of it, what would you attribute the reason you didn't get the maximum? I'm not saying good or bad, you're fucked up. I'm not saying none of that. I'm just saying, what would you attribute it to?
Well, I think it goes back to what you're saying. You bring your own basically limiting beliefs into things, and it's very tough to break through those limiting beliefs and really adopt those new powerful beliefs unless you have people to judge that by saying, all right, you can have an audio program, but you also need some other standard to say, okay, you know, am I getting it? And in my case, I felt like I did get, you know, positive improvement out of it, but nowhere near what other people had gotten out of it. I didn't realize that there was a whole nother, you feel so much higher.
Okay, let me tell you something. I'm an instructor. So what I would do is I would say, Chris, you've been studying, you've been listening. And I would give you the credit for what your answer was right now. But the most important thing is, man, nothing fucking matters. What matters is if you could think what you think based on what you learned. Otherwise, you didn't say something not separate, but away from a situation in your thoughts, making you bring the situation, you know, together to where you can think. My point, I mean, that might not have made a lot of sense, but my point is the thing you're learning, and you're really learning it, is that shit don't matter. And with this last little week, not week, maybe it's been a week, but what I'm saying, what have you been learning? Thinking. Thinking is a motherfucker, man. And people, Chris, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Do you think you've been thinking? I'm talking about with the particular assignments we didn't went through and blah, blah, blah. Now do you see blah, blah, blah? Because you definitely stood up. Do you think you've been thinking before this?
No.
Now, if you say no, what makes you say no? What makes you say something about what you're doing now is representing thinking versus what you were doing before wasn't thinking? What
I mean,
you think?
It was so difficult the first couple of weeks, assignments. they're getting easier now, but it's difficult because if I had been thinking, then they wouldn't have been so difficult because I would have had some type of blueprint or game plan to get through it, but that wasn't the case.
And you're saying that even though you bought the course and even though everything you learned from the course, you're learning much more. Otherwise,
10 times more. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Applicability, that might not be the right word, but you're learning how to use this shit now. In SWU.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I think that's really what's important. I mean, that's really what matters. It really, it's the information. Yeah, you know, the information is good. It can help you, but I mean, being able to really understand it, to use it, and then making the decision if you're going to go out on a daily basis and look for opportunities to use it. I mean, that's the hard part, but that's what will make you really understand it.
Let me ask you a question, and this is a test. What do you think from what you just did, and I be telling or periodically post it on Facebook on your page, what is the correlation?
What is the correlation between what I just did and what you just asked us to do with that post?
No, no. What's the correlation between what you just did and when I asked you to post shit on your page or whatever about how you feel about SWU or what you're learning or whatever? What's the difference?
Well,
or correlation?
I think the correlation would be that they can do it. So you basically go and do
no,
it right away.
No, listen to me, Chris. Chris, this is something you don't really realize. You totally put yourself on Front Street on this situation here. And you totally said everything you thought that was really important to you. And what I'm saying is, when you put yourself on Front Street, you accept that somebody, whoever, is going to judge you. And when I say, hey, man, I want you to do this, that, and the other, let's put it on your page. But nobody does it. Who's putting themselves on Front Street? What I'm saying is,
nobody.
if you would have knew that that's what you were doing right now, you might not have did it. I'm not saying you wouldn't have. I'm just saying when I give you assignments and they coming from around the corner, you might not know what it's actually doing. But what I'm saying is when I tell you to put stuff on your page, blah, 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 say this, say that, put it on your page, hey, it's putting you on Front Street. And my question, after every fucking thing I just said to you, is what did you get?
From this conversation or the work we've been doing?
See, what I'm saying is you want to qualify it. Fuck that. What did you get?
Well, I'd say overall, the thing I've got is to really just believe in your thoughts and not to have
stop.
To mull them over.
Stop. What if that's correct? What if that's correct? And
that's
when I asked you that, I'm saying when I asked you that, you didn't think twice. You didn't blink, none of that. You just said the answer. What if that was the case? That is a game changer. And that's what I, bro, Chris, that's what I want. That's what we doing. That's what we doing at SWU. We making motherfuckers like you see what you seen and get it. We not going to see what you seen and just get the information. No. We finna see what you seen and get the results in our life because we serious. Look, I'm finna go. Hey, I hate to go overtime, and I didn't been overtime. Chris, I love you, man. You doing hella good. Cameo,
all right, man.
You doing hella good. I got motherfuckers in my course. Sure, hella motherfuckers then fell off. But there is, you know, 3, 4, 5, 7, whoever motherfuckers that's staying down, and I love it. So I'm out.